How did you come to play for the New York
Defenders? Well, I don't know. Adrian knew about me, and they knew I had been a prospector. But what they tell me, I had the reputation of reading anything at sight. And somehow the word got around that I could read.
Yeah.
Well, he just called me. I had rented a room out. We couldn't find a place in Seagate. I was over in Van Steen, living in a fenced-in area. You had to have a pass to get in. And a permit to get into that area. It's a closed section. But we rented a room for my family. And then Adrian called me. I won't mention, I rented the room, I didn't know the people very well. But I didn't have, the phone wasn't in my place yet. And I, when he called me, and this lady had an accent who answered the phone. And I'll never forget Adrian, he wasn't particularly funny. He said, who are these? He asked me over the phone. I don't know what this lady had said. She said, there's a call for you, Mr. Hollis. So I go downstairs and ask. And Adrian said, who was that greaseball of asses? I don't know, I've never forgotten. So he said, come in and see me. He said, I wonder how you. That's when I went down to the Fathia studio the next day or so. And he wanted me in right then and there, yeah.
The New Yorker's engagement there wasn't very, the New Yorker club wasn't very successful, was it?
Prohibition era, you see, an expensive band.
Was it a new club?
It was a new club. It's too bad. And the team now real headliners cost money. I've sort of forgotten. But they're very big, very famous people.
Was the band itself well rehearsed?
Well, they knew we had a lot of the gold cut arrangements, some new stuff. But we played that Crazy Cat, Three Blind Mice, nice there too. I played those there a week. That had two trumpet parts, but they didn't call me for the day. Vix had to play my part.
Did you ever take solos?
They let me take some solos, and I didn't take many because we were with Vix.
How did you and Vix get on?
Oh, we got on very well.
Do you remember meeting?
He wasn't in my head or anything.
No.
As I mentioned before, what he said.
Do you remember meeting him for the first time?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The book is right. Yeah. That's exactly. I don't change my story. That's what he said. Why he said it, I don't know.
Was he a very quiet person?
He wasn't a windbagger or anything, or noisy. Yeah. I didn't think he was a drinker. I didn't see him drunk. And in those days, you couldn't get liquor every day. You'd have to go to the saloons and they forbid you. And then you couldn't buy it easily. So it wasn't, he wasn't drinking all the time, and I never saw him drink. He might have afterwards had a few drinks, but I think that's been overrated. I think he caught pneumonia and died, not from the drink. Get pneumonia, I don't know. But I've heard stories about all that, but it may have been exaggerated, I feel. Because a lot of them, I don't know, the Ramblers, they were my regular drinking bus, but not drunkards. They'd show up. You'd have to perform, you see. Mm.
Did they rehearse a lot?
The New Yorkers?
Yeah.
We did before we opened up. We would play the Strand Theatre across the street. Yes, we did that.
I set
the program up to these fellows. I had a copy of the program. And a little piano that was a little big shield. And then I met a radiogram over the air. He was in a traveling band. I thought he didn't know me, but he said he caught that show. So that.
Did you see Vix take many solos?
Vix?
Yeah.
Well, they have the regular ones. They've got a lot of solos to play, like Clementine.